changes coming to Syria. Christian schools are helping put a face to the invisible kids of the Dominican Republic, and Christmas stockings help churches get a foot in the door in Russia. We'll tell you about all that and more on today's edition of Mission at Work News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. One of Syria's biggest allies says Assad's government is close to collapse. What does it mean for the gospel?
Anytime you have something that removes the rug from under the feet of your belief system, there's always an opportunity for compassion of the gospel and the truth of the gospel to make difference in life.
That's Jeff Palmer with Baptist Global Response.
There's just a lot of human suffering going on right now, and whichever side wins, you still a whole lot of rebuilding, helping people get back to their lives.
BGR is helping those inside Syria with food, water, and shelter.
When you're looking at basic infrastructure, 60-70% destroyed, it's just a constant struggle. So we're trying our best to help where we can.
Next, many kids in the Dominican Republic legally do not exist. Jeff Vandermullen with Kids Alive International says,
there's many children who have never been registered. Their births were not registered. Essentially, they're invisible children from the viewpoint of a legal standing within the country.
22% of the kids under the age of 5 aren't registered.
They're not able to progress beyond 8th grade without a legal standing. Jobs are difficult to find. Opening a bank account, getting a driver's license, voting, all of these things are things that are not available for these kids because they do not have a legal standing with the government.
By helping the kids get registered, relationships are being built.
There's an openness in the DR to talk about biblical things, to talk about faith, to talk about Jesus Christ. So we're gaining the right to do that in these situations.
Pray that Kids Alive will see families come to know Christ through the relationships that are being built. This is Mission Network News. At a time when people are busy with Christmas activities, a group of about 30 Americans are heading to Guatemala. Why? Well, they're going to practice what James, the brother of Jesus, calls true religion, taking care of the orphans. John Baglio, co-host of 91.3 WCSG's family-friendly morning show in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is going.
Well, we're
going
to be seeing about 1,000 kids. That's the estimate over the 6 days that we're in Guatemala. We're going to be throwing Christmas parties for each orphanage, each project that Orphan Outreach is involved with. We're going to have piñatas. We're going to have a party. And then ultimately, we're going to be able to share why this is something to party about.
That why is Jesus being born in Bethlehem to be Savior of the world. Baglio and the team head out today. He's asking you to pray for protection as they travel highways where landslides are common, but also
being able to effectively and with energy share the love of Christ to each of those 1,000 kids.
Orphan Outreach has plenty of opportunities for you to go on trips in 2013. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. And what would you do if you had to stuff 5,000 Christmas stockings? Get some help, right? Well, that's what MNN's Ruth Kramer is talking about in the last of our non-traditional Christmas giving series.
Most of us connect Christmas with stockings, and that's turned out to be what gets Russian churches a foot in the door. Soar International Ministries' Dick Page.
One of the real problems has been them being welcome into orphanages and areas where the street kids shelters are at. And by going in with our projects, we're able to take the church in as a partner, and then they're welcome to come back.
$40 stuffs a stocking with necessities and fun stuff, and also gives a kid a Russian children's Bible. It means more than just presents. It's presents, too.
These kids will keep those stockings hanging on their bed for years afterwards. It does truly impact their lives.
Their goal, 5,000. SOAR is forming a team to help distribute these stockings in January. We can connect you at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas, with your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you one, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.